Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Jim Bachman here, Saturday afternoon, and I welcome you all. And our subject material today is something that is relatively new because of the technology. Now, whether this applies to you or not, I don't know. However, if we can avoid a major challenge down the road, are you willing to at least listen to what we're going to discuss today? And I certainly hope that your answer is yes. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I am in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and I am a natural health care practitioner. I have been practicing chiropractic since 1976 and nutrition. And over the course of 43, 44 years, folks, I have run into a lot of folks who have had major health challenges, everything from disability. I had to retire early. I was unable to drive my car after a certain date, not because of the aging process, but because of neck problems, whiplash being the most common. And as you know, chiropractors have been dealing with those kinds of problems over the years very successfully. Now, let's discuss something today that is relatively new in the news media, and you may have seen it on the news. And what they were talking about is, are your children growing horns? Now, have you ever had, or have you ever known anyone who has had a bone spur? A bone spur, is that comfortable? Is it not comfortable? Well, most folks that have bone spurs will tell you that A, it's not comfortable, it's very painful, and B, it limits their life. If you're an athlete, a bone spur can limit your ability to do what you want to do. And unfortunately, surgery does not appear to be an option for it, because what we're going to talk about today basically holds your head on. So if you're by yourself, you have to be a little imaginative here. Now, don't close your eyes if you're driving or in a dangerous situation, but just picture someone in front of you, and you're looking at the back of their head. And go down from the top of their head, you'll see where the hairline is, and you notice a large muscle that attaches right above the hairline then, goes down their spine, goes to both shoulders, goes down in between their shoulders, down to their mid-back. That is called the trapezius muscle. The trapezius muscle is a very, very important muscle because it holds your head on, basically. And where it attaches to your head is a very broad ligament. It's under your hairline. And under that hairline there, we have that attachment of a ligament. It's called the ligamentous nuchae, N-U-C-H-A-E. And ligaments, as you probably are familiar with, are very strong, they're very tough, and they're very elastic. Now, have you ever had, or do you know anyone who has ever had a strained ankle? That's what we're talking about. That is straining a ligament. Ligaments hold bones together, or hold joints together, and also anchor muscles to bones. So we're talking about this ligament at the base of your skull called the ligamentous nuchae, and it is where the trapezius muscle, that muscle that holds your head on, attaches. Now, normally, in a developing child, when a child is born, you have to cradle their head. You have to hold their head because it's floppy. They have no control over the muscles. And in that situation, they also don't have what is called the secondary curve. As our body matures, as we gain muscle control, we develop a forward curve of the cervical spine or the neck, and it's called a lordosis. And that lordosis allows us to hold our head up and rotate it around and move it in all different directions with minimum effort. And then all those spinal bones are held together by ligaments, and all the muscles of the neck are all anchored to them. And, you know, when you don't have a problem, you don't even realize that that's what's going on in there. And then the spine is held together, each vertebra is held together with ligaments. And then in between the ligaments, you have disc. Have you ever heard of one, or do you know of someone who has had a spur on their spine? Is it comfortable? Is it not comfortable? Well, 99% of the time, it is not. And And that's what we're talking about. If there's any irritation in the body then responds by causing inflammation, the inflammatory process. Have you ever had a blister? A blister is an irritation that the body then pumps in fluid to stop the irritation or lubricate it so it doesn't be as painful or destructive. And if you don't stop it, then it starts to form a callus. And if the callus isn't managed properly, then you can get a calcium deposit. Calcium deposits are not very comfortable. You probably know someone who's had a calcium deposit in their ankle from having a strained ankle. Perhaps you've had a calcium deposit in your shoulder. Have you ever heard of a frozen shoulder? Frozen shoulders aren't very comfortable. The other thing that occurs is it limits the ability of movement in that joint and in that muscle that anchors that ligament and joint. So we're talking about something in a normal situation that you don't even know what's going on. Now, if you have a normal forward curve in your neck, now you have to, you have to be with me here. Take your hand, take your index finger and bend it slightly and then look at it from the side. What you see is a forward curve. That's a normal neck. Now, let's take that curve and just turn your head around, or turn your head around, but turn your finger around. Do you see how the curve then straightens up and goes the opposite direction? That is called a pathological condition or a kyphosis. Let me give you another example. Do you see how your shoulders go backwards? If you look at someone from the side, you'll see how their shoulders go backwards, okay? Like at the top of a question mark. In the neck, the question mark goes the opposite way. That gives your spine the ability to absorb shock. That's what discs do. They allow the neck to rotate. They allow it to absorb shock. If there's any change in that curve, that forward curve of the neck that develops after you learn to hold your head up, then that changes weight bearing and starts the wear and tear process to be accelerated. So first it would form a blister internally. You don't fix that, then it starts to form a callus. And if you don't fix the reason for that, and this is what chiropractors have been doing since 1895, is it starts to deposit calcium in the soft tissue, in the ligament. And we call those bone spurs. And this is one of the most common problems that we see that is preventable. Now, if you take that normal curve of your neck and you're always looking down, which changes that weight bearing, shifts it backwards instead of forward, where the heavy elements of the spine are that manage weight bearing, what it does is it causes that inflammatory process, causes that deposit of fluids. That isn't fixed, then it causes the deposit of calcium. So if you're staring at a computer all day and it's not in what is called an ergonomic position where your body's looking up, or I'm sorry, where your head is looking down, looking up, looking right, looking left, and then it's held in that position for extended period of time. So what's an extended period of time? Well, the best estimate that I can give you, because everybody's different, is 15 minutes. So if you're constantly staring at a computer screen, a laptop, a desktop, a cell phone, a laptop, a tablet, where you're texting, every 15 minutes you should look back to neutral and then just kind of roll your head around and you'll feel all kinds of relief and all kind of crackling going on. That's the body just realigning things. If you don't do that and you continue to irritate it, it's just like wearing a pair of shoes that are too tight. First you get blisters. You don't fix that. Then you get calluses. You don't fix that. then you get calcium deposits. And calcium deposits in the foot are not too comfortable. So imagine how comfortable calcium deposits are at the attachment of the trapezius muscle, that large muscle in your neck and shoulders that holds your head on. Imagine not being able to turn your head to just simply look at something as you're going by. You know how many times you look right and left, up, down in a day? Just imagine having that limited. Very similar to having spinal fusion, where they fuse the vertebrae together and you lose 40, 50, 60% of motion. That's what we're talking about. This condition is absolutely avoidable, but you have to be aware of it. So what's the solution? Well, the best solution is make sure that your desktop, your laptop is in an ergonomic position. That means that you're not looking left, right, you're not looking up, down. You are looking straight ahead. That is most comfortable. Now, that's pretty difficult to do with a cell phone, because a cell phone, you're looking down, you're looking up for long periods of time. So the best advice that I can give folks, and the best advice I give to patients, is every 15 minutes, and if you have to, you have a cell phone that has an alarm on it. You have a tablet, should have an alarm on it. A lot of you have watches that have alarms on them. Set the alarm to go off every 15 minutes to remind you to put the phone down, sit back, look up, roll your head right, left, up, down till it starts to relax, and then go back to what you were doing. And then repeat that. So in a matter of an hour, you have done 3 to 4 repetitions of exercise for your neck to help stop this irritation. If you don't, and if you're younger, and a lot of these kids start 2-3 years of age, and they're looking and staring at these cell phones and laptops for hours, as their spine is growing, and as it develops, instead of developing the ability to absorb shock, which is called a normal lordotic curve, they develop what is called a kyphosis. A kyphosis, kyphos meaning sickle, is a reverse curve. And then, as they're done growing in their 20s and 30s, what happens is, because that shifts the weight bearing, instead of being down through the center of the body, it shifts it forward and backwards, which causes the disc to wear out faster. You know anyone with a herniated disc? You know anyone with a ruptured disc? You know anyone with bone spurs along their spine? And very often they'll say, I never had a car accident, never had a whiplash, but what is occurring? Well, what's occurring is somewhere along the road, you change the weight bearing by not observing the laws of nature. If you don't use it, you lose it. And you only get one body. You only get one spine, and if you don't take care of it, then you suffer the consequences. And many times it is not avoidable. It's a car accident. So visit your chiropractor. Have an examination of your spine. Take your children to your chiropractor. Let them have an examination. As a parent, it's your responsibility to remind your kids to develop these exercise techniques and to not stare constantly with their laptop, their computer when they're playing these games, texting, or whatever. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. Have an amazing day. I hope this information has helped you to be able to avoid a lifelong pain issue. Have an amazing day.